State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe The Breakfast Club would be black.
Impact in the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call The Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Ye, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up. Get out of bed and listen to The Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning, USA.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Oh, my microphone fell.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
How was everybody's weekend?
It's our first morning without Revolt. It's weird.
Not to me.
Yeah, no, shout out to Revolt. Out in Atlanta for the Revolt Summit. Had a great time. A lot of knowledge given to our community. So let me shout out to Diddy, the whole Revolt, everybody that put that together. That was such a great event. Drop a bomb for Revolt one time.
Yeah, everybody was in Atlanta for the Revolt Summit. It was a really nice event. It was sold out, too. You couldn't even get tickets.
It just wasn't performances. It was just a lot of knowledge. They were talking about everything. The black dollar and how strong the black dollar, how it needs to go around our community a lot more, and investments and entrepreneurship and crypto and real estate. There was so many different panels. So a great summit over the weekend. So shout to, again, Diddy and everybody. And happy birthday to my baby, Madison. It was Madison's birthday over the weekend. So happy birthday to Maddie, little Maddie.
Well, happy birthday. That's your firstborn.
Yes, firstborn.
Yeah, it was I really do enjoy Atlanta. I had a good time. I went to Bar Vegan. Mm-hmm. That's Pinky's restaurant, who owns Slutty Vegan.
Shout out to Pinky.
So I had some vegan cheese steaks. I had some vegan chicken skewers, vegan chicken sandwiches. It was really good. So did that. And then I went to, the next morning, Toast on Lenox. Everybody was in there. That's one of the best brunch places I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah, shout out to Chef Harper. He makes amazing food. He opened his own spot. You could try it out. He set up a lot of the restaurants in Atlanta, like, you know, put their menu together, and he did that for a while, and he finally opened his own spot, and he's from Atlantic City, New Jersey. So shout to Chef Harper. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Oh, Charlamagne, I seen you had Ed Sheeran and Soulja Boy on your show over the Friday night.
I did, on the God's Honest Truth, my late night talk show on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I seen that. So shout to them.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about this Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. They are expecting this soon, and in preparation, we'll tell you what they're doing.
You know they letting that boy off. That boy not going to do no...
It's not looking good, but...
They'll probably reduce his charges.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in NFL scores, did the NFL play this weekend?
You damn right the NFL was on this weekend. Don't act like you didn't see us.
No, well, the Giants had a bye, so we didn't win or lose. But let me give you some scores. Miami beat Baltimore 22-10. Buffalo beat the Jets 45-17. Washington beat the Buccaneers 29-19, surprisingly. Dallas beat Atlanta.
Dallas beat Atlanta 43-3. Don't act like Dallas just beat Atlanta. Last week, y'all were so happy we took a L. This week, we bounced back. But we're going to be humble about it because it was just the Falcons. But talk to us nice all week, okay?
All right.
Okay?
We didn't lose, though, this weekend. We didn't play, but we didn't lose, all right? Now, Tennessee beat New Orleans 23-21. Indianapolis beat Jacksonville 23-17. Detroit and Pittsburgh, they tied 16-16. All right, the Patriots beat Cleveland 45-7. L.A., they lost to Minnesota 27-20. The Panthers, welcome back, Cam. They beat Arizona 34-10. Philadelphia beat Denver
30-13. Very solid win, by the way. Now, that's more than a solid win. That's a great win for Cam Newton and his comeback. Drop on the clues bombs for Cam Newton. But the Cardinals only had lost one game all year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but the Cardinals, I think their quarterback and one of their best receivers were out, right?
I don't care. A W's a W, and it looks good on Cam's resume.
All right, the Seahawks lost 17-0 to the Green Bay Packers and the Las Vegas Raiders. Sounds so funny saying that every time. They lost to Kansas City 41-14. Now, what else we got, Easy?
All right, well, there will be about 500 troops on hand outside of Kenosha as they are waiting for the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. So that could be happening today. He's being charged with the shooting death of Joseph Rosenbaum, who was 36, Anthony Huber, who's 26, and injuring of Gage Grosskreutz, who is 27, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the night of August 25th, 2020. He is saying that he acted in self-defense. He's facing a possible mandatory life sentence on one count of first-degree intentional homicide and then one count of first-degree reckless homicide in relation to Rosenbaum.
Yeah, both those charges are going to get dropped. I hardly doubt that guy's going to get charged with any type of murder.
Now, Kyle Rittenhouse's mother, Wendy Rittenhouse, was on Fox and Friends, and here's what she had to say about the verdict.
I'm hoping that the outcome is what I expect, a not guilty verdict. But I know there's a lot of people out there wants my son to be guilty. It's in the hands of the jury, and watching them, they've been taking notes, listening to the truth, and I hope they take that into what the outcome is going to be. Not from the media, not from the President of the United States, not from the celebrities, is about the truth.
Why is she not charged with nothing? I mean, didn't she take him and drop him off and, you know, have to drive state to state while he's carrying a firearm? Like, shouldn't you be charged if you drop your minor son off somewhere in the midst of action with a gun? Like, okay to y'all?
I would say with this story, I've never seen, and I don't want to say I've never seen, but they gave this story a lot of press. Like, it almost seems like it was planted publicity.
Why?
Like when my son called me, and it's all over TikTok, they're showing parts of the video and saying he was just defending himself. Like, they're really pushing the narrative with the youth and a lot of those teens and kids and young adults. So,
Do you remember this situation when it happened?
I do.
I think a situation
like... But my son doesn't, and a lot of the teens, I don't think, know the story like that.
Yeah, but he's a kid. Like, they know all of these stories. They know the George Floyds and everything else. Like, this was just as big as that. This was part of it.
Well, here's what else Wendy Rittenhouse had to say about death threats.
Kyle and my daughter's lives, in my life, it's been hectic. We had to move out of our apartment from death threats. People calling my family. People coming to my apartment. And we have a security that protects us and... Hopefully our lives can go back to normal, but it probably won't. And with Kyle, he's enrolled in school, and I just want the best for him and to go on and do what he loves to do, that is taking care of people.
Now, I'm telling y'all, not prepare yourself, because he's not getting hit with no murder charges. They're going to drop into some lesser charges, but he's not getting hit with no murder charges.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. I'm dialing. Hey, what you doing, man? I'm dialing. I'm calling you. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is L-Dub.
L-Dub, what up? Get it off your chest, brother.
Hey, man, I want to thank God I'm living today, going to work, man. Tell Joe Biden to stop the vaccine mandate BS, man.
I feel you.
All right,
bro. That's all I got. Y'all have a good day, man.
Yes,
you
sir.
Have a blessed one too, bro. Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? It's Block 80 from Virginia.
What's up, 757? Get it off your chest.
Man, I just want to get it off my chest. I'm feeling blessed. I'm about to drop an album this month on November 19th called Block Man.
Black Man.
Produced. Okay. What part of VA you from?
By my little brother. You say what?
What part of Virginia you from?
From Chesapeake.
Okay.
All right, so you rap?
Yeah.
All right, spit some real quick this morning.
I say I'm motivated. I'm the greatest. They underrated. Pockets overweighted. No, you hate it. Won't believe the lies I told you, lady, just to hold my babies. You see the wings. This here ain't no Mercedes. Walk into the room, they going crazy because I ain't got no shirt on. They rubbing on my six pack. Some shit you need to work on. Killing these. Might as well try the hearse home. Pack smell like the nurse home. Bitch, I got the wave you can surf on and a whole lot of dough. That's a biscuit. Number.
How old are you, brother? How old are you, sir?
31.
Oh, okay. Do you really have a six pack?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What, you want to see a picture?
No, I'm just asking. I just want to make sure. Look, just want to make sure his raps are real.
Just follow my IG, Block 80, BLOK.80, man. I got some hot music on YouTube, videos, 40,000 okay. K views, all that.
All right. Well, congrats.
Do your thing, bro. All
right, brother. Hello, who's this?
Dorian.
Hey, Dorian. Get it off your chest, sir.
I just wanted to send out a positive message to everybody and also ask about therapy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was just wanting to tell everybody out there struggling, if you're going through anything, it's all a part of your story. Don't give up. Keep on pushing and just keep on believing in yourself, trusting yourself, and visualize the best version of yourself.
You got to trust your life. You got to trust God and you got to trust your life.
That's it.
Now, what's your question for therapy?
It's time for me to start working on myself because it's a lot of stuff that I've been holding in, and it's time for me to really start to grow more.
Hey, best decision I ever made in my life back in 2016, man. Started going in 2016 once a week, every Friday. Whatever makes you feel comfortable, you can go in person. You know, it's a lot of teletherapy that you can do nowadays. You just got to do some research and find the best therapist for you. What do you think you need to go for? I went for my anxiety and bouts of depression and ended up peeling back all kind of layers of trauma. But what you think you need to go for?
I just need to go for, like, just for my health, well, for my mental health, because I'm real bad with my emotions, and it affects everyone else around me.
True indeed.
I always just put things off and say, okay, it'll be all right.
Well, I will tell you, man,
I don't know how to support people.
Just find somebody that's, you know, in your area that you think is best suited to fit your needs. That's what I would tell you. And you can go to my website, go to the mentalwealthalliance.org, and, you know, we have a list of providers. You probably can find somebody in your area.
Okay, I appreciate
it. Yeah, mentalwealthalliance.org.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed,
say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, what's going on? This is NBA and Solomon and Angela.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, I'm calling about Kyle Rittenhouse. I kind of agree with Charlamagne. I hope he doesn't get off. He shouldn't get off. He should be charged with murder. But Charlamagne, I want to disagree with you real quick. I got to push back. I hate to say it, but I teach some middle school students, man, and they are oblivious to what's going on right now in current events.
That's what I was saying. It seemed like they're really pushing something on the social media, on Snapchat and TikTok, because like I said, my son, who, you know, we talk about different cases, but in the last 7 days, he's been seeing a lot of it and asking a lot of questions because they've been pushing a lot of false narratives on these social media sites, and he's been getting a lot of them.
But that's also because he's on trial, though. He's been on trial the past week. And with the crying and everything else, you know that's going to go viral.
There's definitely some people, though, who just don't watch the news or pay attention at all, I've realized.
Yeah, we're talking about the generation now. These young kids, young adults, you know, they have to understand that the 1960s and the 1950s is today. You know, when you got 11 jurors on a jury, that's 11 white and one black. We talking 2021. We're not talking.
Well, that's the Ahmaud Arbery trial.
Exactly, but it's all these are two high profile race related trials. And here's the thing: Kyle Rittenhouse didn't kill a black man.
No, he killed two white men.
Mm-hmm. And they're white men. So, you know, we're going to see how this goes, man, because do we have two separate justice systems? Of course we do. But we're going to see how these verdicts go down and how they're going to affect.
I'm telling you right now, Kyle Rittenhouse, I highly doubt he's getting charged with murder. And, you know, the only thing that this country probably hates more than is lovers. So they about to make an example.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, good morning. I just want to bring it to the attention of these gas station attendants. Why wouldn't you tell them to put one amount in your car and put another amount? I told the gas station attendant to put $20 in my car, keep for 40.
What?
A couple months ago, I told the gas station attendant, put $20 in my car, he filled it up. He put almost 60. And you know,
that's
what
makes
me mad, because it's the language. It's the language.
Nah, man, that's like what you got to say. Look, all I got is $20. This is all I have. This is what I asked you for. They got to give it to you.
It's on your car, though.
Oh.
It's on your car. So they already have your car.
Oh.
Right.
And so something has to be done. And I don't know if it's usually a lot of them don't speak the language. You're doing other things when that's happening. You're not paying no attention because you expect them to do what you ask them to do, correct?
Well, yeah, I think since this has been happening to you a lot, just make sure that you extra pay attention now when
absolutely.
You get gas. You don't ever want to act like Trump to people who don't speak the language.
Yeah, if it happened a bunch of times, you gotta start watching.
Yeah, but if you don't speak the language,
that's never happened to me.
You
what's
always
the point?
Say stop, bro. They get stopped. Stop. Everybody knows stop.
Clearly not.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about two people who are not having a good Monday so far. That would be DaBaby and Dani Leigh. All kinds of drama going on, and it's playing out on social media, unfortunately.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, DaBaby and Dani Leigh got into it early this morning, and I hate to see this because they do have a young child together, a three-month-old. So it all started on Instagram Live. They got into a heated exchange, and the baby was recording Danny Lay as she was laying in bed with the baby.
Yeah, there I go. Do my thing. You.
It's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, whatever. You want to record me talking about shut the
I got to record you for my sake.
Yeah, go ahead. This is the first thing.
You ain't finna bring it. Now get your phone.
Maybe the first time.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like this.
No. Go with your move, crazy girl.
All right, so he also posted, I would like to swiftly remove myself from any of the hostile behavior put on display moments ago. This here thing has gone far enough for Shorty to crash out on her own, and it saddens me because I still got a queen to raise. The last hour has been documented for my safety and business done based on my reputation with multiple threats. He said, my team will be in contact with any and everybody we're in business with who need clarification. He also said that she's been giving him multiple threats of setting up an internet scheme and a person refusing to not let me go and somebody else here knew to record her. I done been beat on and yelled at and chased around like one of them fatal love attraction type girls. And Danny Lay responded, hey guys, since baby want to put up a statement with his cap, I'll put mine up. So we've been living with each other for the past 3 months since our baby been born doing us. And tonight he want to come in the room talking about I need to go. Don't matter where I go. Mind you, I have a newborn child. So he said I can go to a hotel. This man is mad because I had plan B sent to his condo because all he want to do is something in me with no responsibility. Obviously, he probably want me out so he can. All right. It's too much going on here. But basically, she's saying that he's running around with other women. Now, he did end up...
I think that something in me had something to do with ejaculation.
Yes.
We figured that
part. Now, the baby did call 911.
Look at this. He wants me to get out of his house. Go ahead.
Okay, let's just...
Go ahead, baby. Tell him. Tell him. Where's he at? Yeah, whatever. He want to call cops on me for whatever the reason. Whatever, stupid. My 3-month-old baby. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
You want to just tell me your side?
No, I don't need to tell you nothing.
Well, I'd like to
know. Nah, you good. You can talk to him because he want to call you guys. Go ahead. Go ahead. Nah, go ahead. Ain't nobody need to talk to nothing. Go ahead.
She talking
go ahead.
To
the police.
Police.
Call 911.
Yeah, whatever.
And she posted, ladies, never let a man do you like this. I pray my daughter never got to go through something like this with whoever she ends up with. This man left me when I was pregnant. Of course, I wanted my baby to know her dad, but wow, just so he can do his... After 3 months, he's talking about a love affair as if I'm delusional. Let me go ahead and post text messages. And then in addition to that, he posted a picture of a thin line between love and hate mixed with Get Out. And so he posted those movies. And then she said, lame ass using this situation to promote his EP tour, etc. So it goes on and on. And she ended up also arguing with his other children's mother, Mimi.
Jeez.
As well,
all
too.
That this morning.
All that this morning.
It's just Monday.
Goodness gracious.
I have no idea what the hell is going on. If a man calls the police on, his baby mama, it's got to be something serious, though, right?
Well, I guess he wanted to protect himself just in case she says that he hit him or something like that. But I do feel like in a situation like that, before things escalate too much, maybe that is necessary.
I'm not tripping at all. That's why I said if it happened, if he did that, it clearly was something serious.
Right. I just pray they get to a place where they can raise that little baby girl in a healthy relationship,
I just hate seeing stuff like this play out over social media. Like that type of dysfunction should never go digital. And I truly don't understand why everyone feels like they have to live their life via the internet. Like,
when he first put it on live, he said he was documenting it to protect himself.
I can understand that, too.
So that's what happened. But I do hope that, because they do have a 3-month-old baby. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not together,
and
at some
point,
you have to raise that baby
healthy, at
you
least,
have
right?
to co-parent.
And you can record without going live. But I guess we live in this era where, if whatever story gets out there first, whatever narrative gets out there first, that's the narrative people run with. So I guess you got to show them the truth from the beginning, I guess.
Right. It's a hard thing. All right. Now, Travis Scott, according to a legal expert, people who are requesting to get those Astroworld refunds could also be waiving their right to sue. According to Insider, they're reporting that within the refund agreements, there's language that negates a concertgoer's right to sue that could be challenged. Although now what they're saying is courts generally uphold those types of waivers. The classic case is arbitration agreements. Everyone kind of scrolls through. No one reads the fine print. And guess what? You've waived your right to a jury trial, waived your right to file a lawsuit to demand arbitration. So You could challenge that in good faith in court, but it might make it more difficult if you are getting one of those refunds. In the meantime, they are saying Travis Scott did lock himself away in his house in Houston. He is still devastated by the events that took place 1 week ago. And there's a lot of work to be done in terms of the investigation. But according to his attorney, he says that Travis Scott had no clue as to the dire circumstances and continue to perform, and that's why. In the meantime, unfortunately, really tragic news. The 9-year-old who was on life support, Ezra, has passed away, unfortunately, so according to his family. Really sad. They said when he got to the hospital, Ezra's major organs had been damaged, his brain was swollen, and he was on life support. So right now, the death toll from the concert is now 10. 8 of them were pronounced dead the night of the concert.
Wow.
And then we told you about the 9th victim who passed away last week, and now 9-year-old Ezra has also passed after being on life support for days. So our prayers go out to that family.
May God be with that young man, and definitely sending his family healing energy, for sure.
All right. Well, that is your front page. I mean, that is your rumor report.
All right. Now we got front page news. Next, what are we talking about?
Yes. And let's talk about the priciest zip codes in the United States. Where do you think is the most expensive place to live? And they said for the first time ever, all top 10 priciest zip codes all surpassed $4.4 million when it came to medium home sale price.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela here talking about my friends at the General Insurance. They offer flexible payment plans and the ability to choose your payment date. Plus, they let you choose how you pay, whether that's with cash, card, or check. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com to learn more today. Some restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in NFL scores, I don't even know why we're doing these scores. My Giants had the week off, so let's just do it. Miami beat Baltimore. Buffalo beat the Jets. Washington beat Tampa, the Buccaneers. Dallas beat Atlanta. Tennessee
Dallas beat Atlanta 43-3. Okay.
They heard me.
Show
heard
my
me.
Team some respect.
I said
all right?
It, man.
Talk to us nice all week. Y'all was all right. So happy when we took a little L last week. You know, now that we bounced back, talk to us nice this week, okay? Boy.
Pittsburgh and Detroit tied. New England beat Cleveland 45-7. Minnesota beat L.A. 27-20. Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton is back. They beat Arizona 34-10.
Big win. Big win for the Panthers. Dropping the clues bombs for the Panthers. Big win. Arizona's, I think they had the best record in the league.
Yeah, their starting quarterback is out, and so is their wide receiver. Now, Eagles beat Denver 30-13. Green Bay beat Seahawks, and the Vegas Raiders. That name sounds so crazy to me. They lost to KC 41-14. Now, what else we got?
All right, well, at least 112 children in Virginia were given the wrong doses of COVID-19 vaccines. A local pharmacy tried to make up for not having the new shots for kids, according to officials. Now, the alarm was raised by a good observant parent. She noticed that the shots came from vials with the wrong color cap.
I should be celebrating the fact that she's finally has her first vaccine. And instead, I'm left wondering, did she get enough? My warning to parents is ask for the orange cap. Demand to see the orange cap. Like, don't, it might be a pain for the vaccinators, but, you know, ask to see the orange cap to make sure that your kid is getting the child size dose and the child size formulation.
Is now, that a known thing, the orange cap? Because I had no idea.
No, I didn't know.
I wanted mine sealed, but now for people who are already skeptical about getting their kids the vaccine, how is this going to make them feel? Like, stuff like this just give anti-vaxxers fuel, and I can't
absolutely
blame them.
Absolutely.
Like,
if I took my kids,
all.
I wouldn't know the orange cap or blue cap. I wouldn't know the difference in caps. I would just assume that it was a fresh, sealed shot.
And why don't the people at the pharmacy know they're giving the wrong vaccine to the kids? Why they? That's what's more scary. Why they don't know they're giving the wrong vaccine?
They definitely should know.
Man, speaking of cap. All of it sound like cap to me.
All right, now police in Savage, Minnesota are investigating a racist video that was shared widely on social media. There is a young girl who was seen spewing hateful racist slurs, and she was spewing these slurs at a black high school student, Naya, who said that she was shocked by the video that is targeting her. She said the girls in the video would target her struggle with mental health. They were harassing her. She said they were always kind of hateful toward me. She actually shared that she was hospitalized in May after attempting to end her own life. She has anxiety and depression. She said she had told a couple of her close friends about it, and somehow that information made its way to the girls who were seen and heard in the racist video and a few of their friends. She did have a rally, and I think it's very brave of her to come forward. to even speak on this, and she had a rally. She's only 14 years old, by the way, where the community did come out to support her, and here's what she had to say.
It was just so crazy. Like, the reactions from everybody, the support from everybody, it was crazy. Like, this really shows how much power we have as a community to make real change. And this starts with us, right here. We're going to do this.
And Lavis all is right there, too.
So imagine that you're 14 years old and in school they're making fun of you and telling you to go end your own life, knowing that you're already struggling with anxiety and depression, and that's why they're spewing hate at you and calling her the N-word, so on and so forth.
That's why I say I would hate to grow up in this era, man. Especially you take those type of problems in social media and you try to express your, you know, true vulnerable feelings in social media, then it's a bunch of trolls on there telling you to kill yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
All right, well, that is... Oh, and the prices, zip codes in the United States. We didn't even get to that. So if you could guess where the most expensive place to live, where the medium home sales, and by the way, for all 10 of the top 10 priciest zip codes, they all are above $4.4 million medium home sale prices.
Where I would say Los Angeles somewhere and somewhere in Manhattan.
San Mateo County in California, Atherton is the name of the place. And number two is in Boston.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Suffolk County. Number three is in the Hamptons. Now, number five on that list is Miami Beach. Number six is Beverly Hills, followed by Santa Barbara, Santa Monica, Los Altos, and then Medina in King County, Washington. So those are the 10 priciest zip codes that you could live in. New York actually is number 26 on the list, and L.A. is number 22.
Okay. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. During the rumors, Angela Yee was talking about Danny Lay and DaBaby and them putting their stuff on social media, on the internet this morning. They're beefing and them going back and forth and calling the police and all that. So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Do you put your business on social media?
I know you ain't asking that question in 2021. Do you put your business on social media?
Have you ever had like a back and forth publicly?
That's all social media is. A bunch of people putting their business on social media.
Some people don't put their relationship stuff and their beefs with their girls or wives or their mans on social media.
I don't be beefing with nobody on social media.
In this era, I'm more surprised at the people who aren't. It seems like it's a very, 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 very small percentage of people who aren't.
Because every relationship, y'all get into an argument. Y'all might be for a little bit, but it's you know, do you put that on social media every single time? Is that what you do?
I can't tell that they don't.
All right, well, call us up and let's see for real.
Yeah, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. And if you do put your stuff on social media, I would love to know why. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot,
but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're asking 800-585-1051. Are you the type of person to put your beef on social media? I mean, between you and your girl or you and your man? Is that what you do? Do you put your relationship on social media? Now, this comes from Danny Lay and DaBaby. We reported the story in the rumors. Now, what happened with them, Yee?
So this morning, the two of them had gotten into it, and he put it all on Instagram Live. He ended up calling the police on her because he wanted to make sure that he could protect himself. And she explained on her page, she made a statement after he made a statement explaining what was going on.
All right. Well, let's start in the room. We ain't even got to start in the room. Y'all, nobody puts their business on social media when it comes
absolutely
to
their
relationship.
Absolutely not. Never.
Not on this show. No.
Y'all know I don't move like that at all. I don't post anything about my family on social media. One thing about me is I know how to protect my peace, and I know what disturbs my peace. I'm not about to post, you know, up the people that I love the most just for y'all to have an opinion. For what?
Yeah, people have to understand that social media doesn't mean you have to tell all your business.
Really?
It's you tell what you want to tell. Some people will correct. Be like, well, I don't post. No, because people will be like, I don't post. I don't want to be telling all my business. You don't have to.
That's and all they do.
You put up what you want. Well, none of us do it.
None of us do it. But guess what? All people do is post their business on social media. And all people do is opinion on people's put their opinions on people about what people post on social media. All we do is report about people's business on social media. That's just the era we live in, sadly. I wish it wasn't like that, but it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will say this, though. Although I don't post on social media, when if I do get into an argument or something with my wife, we do talk about it on the podcast. And we talk about how we, you know, how we got through that problem or how we got through that situation. But we just don't post randomly like F that now. That's
yeah,
not
but y'all do it after the fact, after y'all done processed it, after correct. Y'all probably done sat with y'all therapists about it. You know what I mean? Like, these people do it in real time, and then they invite all of these folks' opinions in on real time, and they can never get to a conclusion on their own, because now they're worried about what everybody else going to think on damn social media. I even correct. Saw the young lady, what's the young lady you reporting on this morning?
Danny Lay?
I saw her say that in one of her posts. In one of her posts, she said, I should have listened to the damn internet about your cap ass. Like, why would you listen to the internet about a person that you actually know and talk to on a daily basis? Why are you listening to the internet?
Well, let's hear what everybody has to say.
Yeah, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good? I'm here with Christian.
Hey, what's up, bro? You post your business on social media?
Hell no. I don't even post regular pictures on social media. I got two pictures. Last thing I posted was from, like, August 2020.
You a smart young man.
You really
sir.
Don't use it, huh?
You're a smart young
nah,
man.
Not at all.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, I respect you. You're so rare for your era, brother.
All right, brother. Okay. Let's go to another caller. Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm calling from Columbia.
803, what's happening?
803, yes. So I actually hate social media for this reason. But it's big with what I do for my living. So
what's your living?
I'm a manager for a dealership in Columbia.
Okay. So that's how you promote your business.
Yeah, we do a lot of promoting through it. I'm an internet manager, so everything is done based off the internet nowadays.
Okay.
Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. That's what the internet is. That's what the internet is actually for.
Mm-hmm. It is, but when you work with one of your closest friends, it can get really messy because, my friend and her husband take everything to the internet whenever they fight.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
It gets to the point where sometimes it ends up in our friend circle group chat.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about you, but you're putting it out there for them to talk about it.
Do you ever ask her why? Do you ever ask him why? Just a simple why?
I have, and they're both hot-headed, and that's what I got.
Okay.
So, about 2 weeks ago, they went to the group chat, and we were all supposed to be together, and we were kind of joking around the other group. We were like, they're like the version of Sam and Ronnie, but for our friend circle, for how bad it can get sometimes.
Who is Sam and Ronnie?
From Jersey Shore.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Don't really watch that one. Well, thank you, Mama.
That's how bad it is.
Damn.
They go at each other. And so I was joking with her. I was like, I'm going to change your name to Sam in my phone. And she was like, why? And I was like, because all you and your husband do in the group chat sometimes is go at each other's throats.
Well, didn't Sam and Ronnie have like a physical altercation?
Yes, they did at one point.
Yeah. Which they also recorded for social media.
They did that for a TV show.
No, they did that on social media. That's how I saw that. That happened on social media.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. Are you the person that put your relationship on social media with you arguing with your spouse, arguing with your girlfriend or boyfriend? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about DaBaby and Dani Leigh. Now, what happened, Yeezy?
They got into it really early this morning, and he was apparently, what she said was that he was trying to get her to leave and go to a hotel, and she said it all started because she sent a Plan B to his place, and I guess they've also been living together in this residence for the past 3 months. You know, they have a 3-month-old together, and he recorded everything on Instagram Live. He was saying to protect himself so that it wouldn't be said that he, you know, did anything physical to her.
Why would you send a Plan B to somebody's house?
I guess a way of saying stop messing with all these other women, and if you do, and don't use protection.
But that don't make no sense in the context that she put it. She sent a Plan B to his house because all he wants to do is ejaculate in her.
Well, she's saying in her, but then all these other women too. So I guess she's trying to imply that he's having unprotected sex with other women.
Oh, okay. All right.
And doing the same thing to them.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Vanessa.
Good morning. Are you the type to put your relationship and business on social media?
No, I used to, but when you have growth, you stop doing things and you just move forward.
Did something happen that made you say, okay, I'm not doing this anymore?
Yeah, I thought about children because I had this situation happen with me and my ex, and he had his little boy and I had my daughter, and we just decided like, well, no, he needs healing. I've been going to therapy, but he needs healing because he's the type to quick put stuff on social media real quick. Like,
damn.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So what you mean you need therapy, but he needs healing? What's the difference?
No, Charlamagne. I said I have therapy. I'm healing.
Okay. So you started your healing journey. He hasn't.
Exactly.
Got you.
By the way, I'm from the 843.
843, what part?
Myrtle Beach.
Hey, Myrtle. Love Myrtle Beach. Had a lot of fun in Myrtle Beach in my young life.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
I want to shout out my daughter as well. Esme loves y'all. We listen to y'all on the way to school every day.
What's her name?
Esme. E-S-M-E.
Peace, Esme. How are you, young queen?
All right.
Aww.
You
have a great day at school.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi. This is Crystalline.
Hey, Crystalline. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Lancaster, PA. No, I'm not Amish.
She's like, I gotta tell people this all the time.
Yes.
If you was Amish, you wouldn't be on the phone, so we understand. We figured it out.
Now, do you put your business on social media?
So, I ain't gonna front, like, when I was younger,
oh boy.
Like, I've never been the type to really put my stuff on social media, but, like, you know how people be acting like, oh, their life is so perfect, they so innocent, this person. And so, like, I will call people out, like, and tag them or whatever, like, put the beat on and, like, tag them in it because, like, to call them out on their bluff because they're not about that, like in person and all that.
Why not just ignore them?
Well, now I do because I'm much older and much more
I'm really right, proud of you. I'm sending you healing energy always. Don't stop on your healing journey. Keep going. Keep going and growing.
All right. Now, what's the moral to the story?
Moral of the story is keep your business off social media. That's literally the moral of the story. You do not have to put all your business on social media. Learn from some of these people who've called in this morning. A lot of people grew out of it, you know?
Right. Do, you and do remember, those things last forever. Anytime you post something, you could delete it, but it still lives on.
That's the main thing. You're opening up a situation where, I mean, you and your girl or you and your man might work it out, you might not, but you don't want everybody else in that business, honestly.
A bunch of people who don't even know you, who don't have interactions with the person that you're having interactions with all the time. These people are literally judging your relationship off the worst part of the relationship that they know about. That's all they know about. Nah,
absolutely.
Don't give him that much power.
All right, now we got rumors on the way.
All right, well, this person, we don't be seeing none of his personal business on social media. Kendrick Lamar, he performed for the first time in 2 years.
Wow. All right, so we'll get into that next. That was out in Vegas, right?
Yep, Day in Vegas Festival.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
It's a Monday.
What voice was that, Yeezy? Goodness gracious.
That's how you sound on Mondays.
That's how you sound on Mondays.
Yes, and I'm still recovering. I had a great weekend in Atlanta. I had so much fun. Shout out to everybody with the Revolt Summit. Mm-hmm. I also ran into Chance the Rapper.
I seen that, yeah.
Over the weekend, and I was eating at Toast on Lenox. I saw Master P there as well. He was just finishing up when I was coming in. And so I was about to leave, and then we saw Chance the Rapper. He was like, come on, have a seat. And next thing you know, we're there for 2 more hours.
Yeah, that's a Toast on Lenox. I love that place to eat. And also, I went to Hyde over the weekend in Atlanta. So if you out in Atlanta, go to these restaurants, Black-owned, amazing food, great food options if you get a chance. Hyde is in Buckhead, and I think Toast on Lenox is in Buckhead too, right?
Yep, and then Bar Vegan. That's in Bar the Vegan. Pond City Market.
Yep. Yeah. All right, well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about Kendrick Lamar. I know people had a good time in Vegas over the weekend. And we'll tell you about his first performance in 2 years. Also, we'll talk about Adele and Oprah.
All right, we'll do that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, according to reports, the Oprah interview with Adele is rumored to generate $100 million. That includes fees for syndication. So for Adele, they said it's a fantastic piece of business. You promote your new record, take home a nice little check as well. Now, she may say the interview is free technically, but her song performances in the show are performance payment. And TV networks across the world are paying significant sums for whatever region they're in. So that means millions coming in as well. They said CBS has paid at least $5 million, but perhaps as much as $7 million to debut Adele One Night Only.
I watched that whole thing last night, and I don't even know why. I was watching Will Smith book, and I know I had CBS on because the game was on. Then 60 Minutes came on, and I guess it just came on. So I just decided to watch it because they were promoting it during the game. The Oprah Adele interview.
Yeah, we see our guy Amezi is in here filling in for Danny. He said he was crying watching her interview.
I didn't cry watching
really?
It.
Really?
He's
I
crying
didn't,
just now.
I didn't
now.
Get all that.
He's a good crier, though.
Here's what she had to say about her body image.
I want to know, what has the experience of losing this been like for you, and also people's reaction to it?
I'm not shocked or even fazed by it because my body has been objectified my entire career. I never looked up to anyone because of their body. Never, ever, ever.
And when you were heavier, you were fine.
I was body positive then, and I'm body positive now. But it's not my job to validate how people feel about their bodies.
Woo. All right. In addition, she talked about losing all the weight and how that happened.
It was about my anxiety mainly. I had the most terrifying anxiety attacks after I left my marriage. They'd paralyze me completely. Mm-hmm. And made me so confused because I wouldn't be able to have any control over my body. But I knew that I was aware of it all happening. It was like I was still very much there while my whole body was just like on another planet, it felt like, you know?
Oh, that's tough. And she also discussed her new relationship with Rich Paul.
So this relationship with super agent Rich Paul, this relationship is the first time you've actually
loved myself and been open to loving and being loved by someone else, yeah.
So Rich is getting a different Adele than everybody else has gotten.
But by arriving and turning up, you know, maybe I'm getting a different version of him and all. Who knows? It's just timing.
Do you think you'll be able to write from a happy space?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was dope. It was very well produced. And I like the way she talked about co-parenting with her ex-husband. Like, they live across the street from each other.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you can check that whole thing out. Mm-hmm. Now, Versus, get ready for this next one featuring Chaka Khan.
Come on now.
And Stephanie Mills.
Come on now.
A Night for the Queens. That's going to be live from the theater at Ace Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. It's being powered by Hallmark Mahogany, and they said this is going to help usher in the holiday season appropriately.
Amazing. Drop on the clues bombs with Stephanie Mills and Chaka Khan. I am glad God made that happen. Stephanie Mills was not with it in no way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I heard it took a lot to get this one done, but they got it done. Thank God.
Well, it's going
to
be Thursday, November 18th, so you guys can tune in for that one.
I swear, if I wasn't taping my TV show that day, I would go to L.A. Mm-hmm. and be with Queen Stephanie Mills. I love me some Stephanie Mills.
I love Stephanie Mills and Chaka Khan, so that's exciting to be able to see the two of them. I know that's going to be entertaining. All right, now.
You're talking about two pure talents, by the way. You're talking about like two divinely, you know, talented individuals. Like, God didn't make too many Stephanie Mills and Chaka Khan.
All right, now let's talk about Lala Anthony. She has revealed that she had a heart condition, and it was a medical scare for her that sent her to the hospital. She was diagnosed with PVCs. It's a cardiac condition that's pretty common. She said that her heart would be beating really fast. Here's what she had to say when she was on with Al Roker and Chanel Jones.
PVCs are premature ventricular contraction. So what they are, extra heartbeats. And to make, you know, a long story short, my heart was just beating at an accelerated rate consistently. And the heart is a muscle. So after a while, if your heart is beating so fast all the time, it's a muscle. It will weaken. So I just started feeling fatigued and tired. And one day I just couldn't do it anymore. I was completely out of it, felt dizzy and faint. And I was rushed to the hospital. And then I had to have a cardiac ablation, which is where they go in and kind of find out where these extra heartbeats are triggering from and slow them down so that your heart can beat at a normal rate again.
Pay attention to your body. That is what I learned from this, because she said she would feel her heart racing in the past and she just thought she needed to rest more. She kind of dismissed it, but she said now she's learned to just rest more, relax more. And she leaned on her mom and her son, Kyan, for support. She said, even though she's a self-professed workaholic, she knows the importance of self-care. And it was actually her son who encouraged her to speak out about what happened. And she said that her son was like, you know, please, you got to call for medical help. You don't look like yourself.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're happy that you are okay, Lala. Now let's discuss Talib Kweli and Kanye. So as you know, Kanye had some things to say about Talib Kweli when he was on with Nori on Drink Champs and DJ EFN. Oh, maybe we don't have that here. Okay. Well, forget that. But really big news was Kendrick Lamar performed for the first time in 2 years over the weekend at the Jay in Vegas. We're going to come back to it.
You know what I love about us? I love the fact that when we don't have nothing, we just keep it moving. Nobody says anything. If you don't hear it, we don't got it.
We should keep
it moving. But Kendrick Lamar performed for the first time in 2 years. He was at the Jay in Vegas performance. People were so excited because it was the 10-year anniversary of his debut album, Section 80. So they got to hear some of that mixed in with new songs too. So here is what that sounded like when he did Family Ties. People really feel like some new Kendrick's about to come any day now. He's doing the Super Bowl. We all know that's the perfect time to put out some new music. And then they talked about him updating his Spotify profile picture and all kinds of things. And, you know,
let me tell you something. I don't care about numbers. I don't care about, you know, how many songs somebody dropped. Kendrick Lamar is the leader of the new school of this whole generation when it comes to, you know, the past decade. So drop on the clues bombs with Kendrick Lamar. Like, he literally comes and goes when he wants to. All right? And gives you, like, certified classic material. That's the way things are supposed to be.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Give me a body of work that I'm still listening to 5-6 years later.
All right. Well, who you giving your donkey to, bro?
Ted Pharmacy in Aldi, Virginia needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them, please.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents King Richard, based on a true story that will inspire the world. Watch Will Smith's portrayal of Richard Williams, father of two of the greatest sports legends, Venus Serena and A Plan for Greatness, in theaters and on HBO Max. King Richard, November 19th, rated PG-13.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny shit to say out of his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the Day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Donkey of the Day for Monday, October 15th. No, November 15th. Donkey today for Monday, November 15th, goes to Ted Pharmacy in Aldi, Virginia. Now, we live in an era where a lot of people are skeptical about the COVID vaccine, and I understand why. Okay, recently the COVID vaccine became available for kids. Now, if you're an adult who needed a lot of convincing to get the COVID vaccine and you got kids, I don't think you're just going to run out there to get your kids vaxxed, all right? Some of you might, but for a lot of people who are already skeptical about themselves, they're going to be 100 times more skeptical about their children. Well, how would you feel if you were skeptical, but you said, nope, I'm going to do it anyway. It's the right thing to do. You take your kids, and then they get incorrectly administered another vaccine. Let's go to Fox 5 for the report, please.
Parents are pushing to get their children vaccinated sooner rather than later, especially with the holiday season right around the corner. However, one Arlington mother is regretting moving a little too fast because her daughter got the wrong vaccine.
I should be celebrating the fact that she's finally has her first vaccine. And instead, I'm left wondering, did she get enough?
What that mother meant is her daughter Griffin may have gotten too much. She says she took her 7-year-old to Ted's Pharmacy in Aldi, Virginia. She noticed her daughter was getting the...
Just abruptly ended, huh? Anti-vaxxers have a lot of fuel this morning. Okay, if you had distrust for the medical system, distrust for the vaccine, all this does is add more fuel to the fire, because I cannot for the life of me understand why people in the pharmacy didn't know they were administering the wrong vaccines. Oh, sure I do. Now, this isn't the first time I've heard about this. I've seen stories about folks at pharmacies administering the wrong vaccine to adults, as well as, you know, yeah, they've given the wrong vaccine to adults before. I've heard those stories. I don't know how that happens, but in these moments, you have one job. Get my order right. All right, I know it's a few vaccines y'all got on the menu here, but COVID probably the most popular right now. Flu is always going to be a fan favorite, but that COVID vaccine has to be the number one most ordered item at the moment. One would think, but why, oh, why don't the pharmacists know they are administering the wrong vaccine? I know me. I'm a person that everything has to be right. Don't bring my vaccine already in the syringe. I want to see you open it and draw the medicine from the vial. Granted, I don't know what the hell I'm looking at when this is happening, but I know it damn sure makes me feel better. All right, it's like back in the day when you smoked the blunt with somebody you didn't really know like that. I need to watch them roll it, all right, to make sure they're not lacing it with nothing. Same rules apply. Drugs are drugs, and the same rules I have in regards to drugs in the street, I'm going to have with you pharmaceutical folks, too. And don't tell me they're not the same because they're getting Donkey of the Day for making the same mistake somebody in the street would get killed for. Now, here's what actually makes this worse and all the more egregious. I asked a question earlier. I said, how did they not know, you know, they weren't giving, you know, these kids the right vaccine? Well, Ted Pharmacy in Aldi, Virginia knew what they were doing because they did not have the children's formulation. So they used the adult formulation, but only gave a third of the amount to the children. I repeat, because they did not have the children's formulation, they used the adult formulation, but only gave a third of the amount to the children. David Goodfriend, the director of the health department of the Loudoun County Health Department, said this, and he said, from their understanding, they were trying to do a workaround, which is not authorized. What the hell is a workaround? Okay, a workaround is what you do when you don't have no soap back in the day, so you would use Dawn to wash or grab all the little pieces of soap you can find in the shower and put them together. A workaround is when you used to, you know, grab all the roaches back in the day and unwrap them to put all that weed together that you find in the roaches to make one blunt. I don't want no damn workaround when it comes to medical things, okay? What the hell are you gonna do, blow on the needle like an old Nintendo game to make it work? And the fact that the only reason they got found out was because of an observant parent who noticed her 7-year-old daughter getting the vaccine with a purple cap meant for those age 12 and older rather than the new younger, rather than the new one for the younger kids that's an orange cap? Come on now. What does Big Bird have to say about this? Big Bird, you didn't tell us this was a possibility when you was getting the vaccine last week. You just said your wing hurt, okay? Well, how do you know you even got administered with the right vaccine, Big Bird? You a big old bird. You can pass for an adult. I know you're eternally 6, but you can pass for a bigger bird. So maybe you need to do some checking to make sure you got the proper vaccine. The moral of the story is, I don't know what the moral of the story is, because none of this COVID stuff will ever make sense to me. Just do what you need to do to protect yourself, protect your kids, make your own choices. But hell, even when you go to do that, then something like this happens. I don't know. Please give Ted Pharmacy in Aldi, Virginia, the biggest hee-haw. Just don't know, man. You try to do the right thing, but then when you go to do the right thing, things like this happen. What are you supposed to do?
I don't know. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up next, we're talking insecurities. Now, where are we getting this from, Yeezy?
Well, I was watching Nori and his wife, Neri, on Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop Edition, and they've been having some issues. Now, Neri seems like she is completely dedicated to Nori, but for some reason, he has these insecurities, and he's jealous. Listen to this.
True jealousy don't have nothing to do with Neri. She is never going to show up and disrespect you, ever. It's got everything to do with you and how you feel about yourself on the inside.
That's exactly what she told me one day.
Really?
She said, I will never... Damn, you me up right now.
It's never going to happen.
I don't want to cry, Doc. Stop. This
Why?
Is not, this is not
Why?
It.
Why? This is about being vulnerable.
That's exactly what she told me.
That's not who she is.
And it was so... You me up right now.
It was so soothing to me.
Right.
Jealousy is about being insecure in your position as a man in her life. Here's the insulting thing about jealousy. It insults the character because you are questioning the commitment that they have to you.
He even has issues with her going out with her friends. That was some of the problems that they were having in their relationship. So let's talk about jealousy and insecurity. Have you guys ever had any issues of jealousy with your significant other?
All right, 800-585-1051. When your girl or your guy, when they go out with their friends, are you jealous? Does it make you insecure? It used to make me insecure. When I was in, I've been with my wife 28 years, actually. We've been married 20. So, yeah, when she started first going out with her friends, yeah, it made me insecure. It made me jealous. Now, I mean, if she wants to go out with her friends, I don't care. She doesn't mind if I go out. But, yes, absolutely, I used to be insecure.
All right.
All right, but we'll talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about insecurities. Now, where is this coming from, Yee?
This came from Marriage Boot Camp, and Nori was on there with his wife, Neri. And actually, Nori's listening right now. But a lot of their issues also stem from his jealousy and his insecurity. He doesn't even like it when she goes out with her friends. Here's what happened.
True jealousy don't have nothing to do with Neri. She is never going to show up and disrespect you, ever. It's got everything to do with you and how you feel about yourself on the inside.
That's exactly what she told me one day.
Really?
She said, I will never... Damn, you me up right now.
It's never going to happen.
I don't want to cry, Doc. Stop. This
Why?
Is not, this is not
Why?
It.
Why? This is about being vulnerable.
That's exactly what she told me.
That's not who she is.
And it was so... You me up right now. It was so soothing to me.
Right. Jealousy is about being insecure in your position as a man in her life. Here's the insulting thing about jealousy. It insults the character because you are questioning the commitment that they have to you.
All right, so 800-585-1051. Are you insecure? Does it make you feel a way when your girl goes out with her friends or your man goes out with his friends? All right, let's start in the room. Yee.
I'm actually not a jealous person, really. And I think sometimes people look at it like when you're not that jealous, like you don't care. You know, but it's hard for me to date somebody who's jealous because I've had those issues before where it's been hard to even like post a picture with somebody and they get mad and things like that. So I know for me, that's just something. And I'm also sensitive to the fact that it's not easy for somebody, but also knowing that, you know, if I'm not doing anything and I've never given you a reason to think that, you shouldn't.
Charlamagne?
Yeah, sure. Jealousy is a natural emotion. You know, jealousy to me is when you care. You know, as a person, you always want to be the one to make your significant other happy. You want to make her laugh. You know, when she's having a good time, you want to be a part of it. So, yeah, you're always going to have some form of jealousy. I think we automatically think, oh, you know, he's concerned someone is going to take his woman or, you know, a woman, somebody going to take her man. No, sometimes you just jealous. She wants to go out with her friends and doesn't want to be with you. But you'll be all right. It's a natural emotion.
I was jealous when my wife used to go out early on in our relationship. But just because I think all those things. One, I was mad she didn't want to go out with me. You know what I mean? And yeah, it makes you jealous. Now it doesn't bother me as much. If she wants to go out with her friends, it doesn't bother me. Yeah, go, you know, spend time. Or same thing with me. When I go out, she doesn't bother anything like that. But yeah, I used to get like, but now for some people, it might be jealous because they don't want your girl. You don't want your girl hanging out with maybe some girls that they don't like. Or same thing with the fellas. Maybe you don't want your man hanging out with some dudes that, you know, you just don't like.
But it's
no,
also.
But I mean, for Nora, they even said it was like her family members. He was like, you go to every baby shower, bar mitzvah.
Damn, Nori.
I'm telling you, a lot of it stems just from the fact you're upset that you're not part of the fun. Like, you know, sometimes you can see like your friend circle out without you. And you like, damn, you know, I want to be kicking it with my friends. And I've seen that from you know, me and my wife. Like, my wife will see her friend circle out somewhere and be like, damn, I'm jealous. You know, I see some of my folks out somewhere, I'm like, damn. You know, I don't really get jealous of that. But, yeah.
Your ass don't go out anymore.
Yeah, I don't go nowhere. I don't really care about stuff like that. But, yes, sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, your girl is out with her friends having a good time and you just wish you were a part of it. It don't got nothing to do with another man.
Well, let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
This me.
Hey, now, do you get jealous when your man goes out with his friends?
No, I don't. You know, it's about trust, but I've been in a relationship where I've actually gotten punched in the face because of a jealous other, significant other. Yes.
Wow, that's awful.
So it's definitely detrimental. It is. And, you know, I just want to say, like, for the fellas out there that are insecure, like, you need to check that before, you know, you end up doing something that you regret and losing someone that you really care about.
Right. You got to check yourself for real. That's your own problem.
Absolutely. Like, if you have to walk around being insecure, like, maybe you don't need that relationship or maybe you need to seek some counseling for yourself.
Yep. You got to work on you.
All right.
Exactly. I'm with that. I love y'all.
We love you too.
Love you more.
Thanks for letting me speak my truth. Bye.
All right, mama. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is May from Savannah.
Hey, May. Now, do you get jealous when your man goes out, or does he get jealous when you go out?
No, we don't get jealous when we go out. We pretty much trust each other. But I just wanted to say I kind of agree with what the sister was saying because it kind of put me in check this morning. I used to have, like, people I got to play by, I used to be close to, I thought was genuine. So my guard is always up, but he really put me in check because I have to understand it's questioning, you know, I'm married. It's questioning my husband's character and who he is, and I don't want him to feel that kind of way.
Right.
So I completely agree.
Okay. Why do we always jump to that, though? Why do we always jump to the fact that, you know, your man may be messing around or your woman may be messing around? Sometimes it's just a matter of you wish you was there having a good time with them. You don't want them to have a good time without you. That can make you jealous.
I mean, yeah, I understand, but it's just a matter of trusting your partner and trusting that they have self-control when they go out. You going out and hang with your homeboy, that's what I expect you to do. Right. I'm not about to follow you wherever you go or text you every 10 minutes. Just, I'll text you every now and then, see if you're okay, see if you need anything, and just let me know when you come home, and I'm good.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mama.
Ideally. Some people grow into that.
800-585-1051. Now, ladies, do you get jealous when your man goes out? Or fellas, do you get jealous when your lady goes out? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know when
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, break down what we're talking about, Yeezy.
We are talking about Nori and Neri on Marriage Bootcamp, the hip-hop edition. One of the issues that they have in their relationship is that even when Nori's wife, Neri, is going out with her friends, family members, he gets jealous. And here's what happened.
True jealousy don't have nothing to do with Neri. She is never going to show up and disrespect you, ever. It's got everything to do with you and how you feel about yourself on the inside.
That's exactly what she told me one day.
Really?
She said, I will never... Damn, you f***ed me up right now.
It's never going to happen.
I don't want to cry, Doc. Stop.
Why? This is about being vulnerable.
That's exactly what she told me.
That's not who she is.
And it was so... You f***ed me up right now. It was so soothing to me.
Right. Jealousy is about being insecure in your position as a man in her life. Here's the insulting thing about jealousy. It insults the character because you are questioning the commitment that they have to you.
All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051. Do you get jealous when your lady goes out? Or women, do you get jealous when your man goes out? Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Nate.
Hey, what's up, bro? Now, we're talking about, do you get jealous when your girl goes out with her friends?
No, not at all.
Okay, that's good. So you encourage it.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been married for almost 3 years, and that's like the biggest thing is trust. So If I can't trust her being out with her friends, then I can't trust her at all.
Jesus Christ. I don't even be thinking about it from that perspective. Like, I get why y'all may think like that, but man, I felt like that more when I was out doing dirt. Like, if you're not doing no dirt and you clean, I don't think you have any reason to feel like that.
But people be having all kinds of trauma and history from their past relationships and things that have happened in the past. So
for me, it's just...
I mean, I've had a pretty rocky past. I've had a lot of, you know, crazy exes, and they've cheated on me, and there's been absolutely no trust. But that's been the biggest thing is you got to trust the person you're with.
And yes.
Like I said, I mean, we've been married, and if I can't trust my wife, who can I trust?
Right. Yeah, I think it hurts your pride more. I think it hurts your pride more when you just be like, damn, you'd rather go out and hang with your friends tonight than be with me? Like,
I expect the same thing in return. I don't always get it, but I expect the same thing in return.
Oh, no, we can't do that. I can't be like, there's no, a guy can't be like, nah, yeah, I want to just go kick with my boys. When your woman says she want to hang with you, you got to go hang with your woman.
Absolutely.
But when it's the other way around, we got to take that.
What if she never wants you to kick it with your boys?
No, that's just crazy.
Hello, who's this?
This is Craig from Lansing, Michigan.
What's up, Craig? Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Do you get jealous when your girl goes out, bro?
Man, sometimes I ain't even going to lie. I used to get it really, really bad. But then now I've been there with her for 10 years, and now I'm just like, whatever, go ahead, you know?
You're settled in. Go ahead, do you.
yeah, I'm just settled in. You know, I really don't care anymore. It is what it is at this point.
But you still love her, right?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, okay.
The love of my life.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. So what's the moral of the story if there is a moral?
I don't think it is a moral. I just think jealousy is a natural emotion.
Yeah, and jealousy and insecurity can really destroy a relationship. And like the doctor said, you know, that's a reflection on, do you not trust her like she would do something to you? Because that's kind of disrespectful.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and Kanye West, are y'all ready for this deluxe album? Well, there's a new song, and that's the one with Andre 3000. Remember that much talked about verse? We're going to have that for you.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Breakfast Club. So listen up.
All right, well, Talib Kweli has responded to Kanye West's Drink Champs interview. Just as a refresher, here's what Kanye had to say about Talib Kweli.
I apologize once again to Kweli. I'm sorry I never f***ed with your raps.
But we recently seat you with Dave Chappelle. Y'all was all hanging out. Was Talib there?
Oh, sh**. I did just see that. Now I'm really going to have to fight this.
All yeah. right, well, Kanye
went in on Talib so crazy, but it was jokes. He said some wild stuff. He said a bunch of dudes with small fitted hats are going to be chasing him. Then he said something about, I never was a backpack rapper. I just faked it. Well,
yeah, I heard that part, but it's not jokes when you tell somebody you just don't like their raps, which is fine. You should be able to tell that to your friends. But well, tell them that. Don't say it on a podcast.
Sure. Well, Kweli responded on social media. He said, so apparently Kanye wants me to tell y'all about the last couple of times we hung out. Okay, here's pics, and there's pictures of the two of them together. He said, Kanye came to get 88 Keys, who was staying with me and invited me to breakfast with them. We had a good talk. Kanye told me he has a severe drinking problem. He said his butler would bring him Grey Goose first thing in the morning. Then he tried to convince me to stop drinking, so it was weird to see him throwing back shots on Drink Champs. I played Kanye the new unreleased Black Star album. He said it was the best thing he'd heard since Dark Fantasy. So it was weird to hear him say he never liked my raps on Drink Champs.
He said that on Drink Champs, though. Kanye did say that on Drink Champs.
What?
That the new Black Star album is the best thing he heard since Fantasy.
Kanye privately told me that he no longer supports Trump, but then continued to publicly show support for Trump. He blamed his support on Rick Rubin. He also said Rick Rubin is the one who told him to link with Candace Owens. I thought it was weird for him to pass the buck like that. He said, when I saw him on my birthday at Dave's show last month, he was warm and gracious. He came by himself, no entourage or security. That was dope. I was DJing, and he sat next to me, sometimes mouthing the words to his old songs and smiling when I dropped songs that he sampled. I did, however, have mass Brooklyn dudes with classic baseball caps with me that day. So maybe he wanted to say he didn't like my raps, but chose not to due to that. So he said, I tell you all this to say apology accepted, yay. So that was his post. And then he also went on to tag.
Oh, Kanye apologize?
Well, I guess he's trying to... I don't know.
Yeah, I was confused.
I don't know.
No, or is that a joke?
I guess he's trying to say in advance things. Oh, okay.
Well,
I
told y'all that's what Kanye is going to do, though. That's Kanye's MO. He'll say all of that on a podcast or something and then apologize to everybody behind the scenes. That's what he'll do.
He also posted pictures, Kanye West Ghostwriter Appreciation Post. And then he bigged up several people like Lupe Fiasco, Sci High the Prince, Partisan Fontaine, Pusha T, Consequence, Rhymefest, Fonzworth Bentley, GLC, Malik Youssef, and John Legend. So
it's an amazing ghostwriting team, by the way. No, it is. That's an all-star ghostwriting team.
They call that a writer's camp. That's what they call
that. That's a great camp. Drop on the clues bonds for that camp. That's an all-star camp.
Now, in the meantime, in New York City, there are a lot of people wearing the Kanye creepy skin masks masks on. And so it was a bunch of different clones, like a dozen or more people near Union Square in New York City, just walking around. I guess it was marketing for this deluxe album that's coming out for Donda. And also this Kanye Life of the Party, the song with Andre 3000 that everybody was talking about, is available.
I'm starting to believe ain't no such thing as heaven's trumpets. No after over, this is it done. If there's a heaven, you would think they let you speak to your son. Maybe she has in the form of a baby's laugh. I heard passing by in a stroller, reminding me, hey, keep rolling, oh no.
Dropping the clues bombs with 3 stacks.
Ooh,
I haven't listened to every rap song this year, of course, but that's the best verse I heard on a record all year long, personally.
Well, it's good to hear Andre 3000 amidst all the drama. All right, now Dave Chappelle's high school has postponed a fundraiser due to student backlash. That's the Duke Ellington School in Georgetown, D.C. They said some students threatened to stage a walkout. So they said, we recognize that not everyone will accept or welcome a particular artist's point of view, product, or craft, but reject the notion that a cancel culture is a healthy or constructive means to teach our students how society should balance creative freedom with protecting the right and dignity of all its members. There were two students at the school who said they were uncomfortable supporting Dave Chappelle because...
Two?
Yeah.
So they shut the whole fundraiser down because two students are uncomfortable, too?
They postponed it. They said two students because they said many of their classmates identify as of the LGBTQ+ community and support that.
So why it should be more than two then?
It should be.
How are those two going to speak for everybody?
Yeah, so.
What's the fundraiser for? What was the fundraiser for?
For the theater that they're putting up at the school, and they're naming it after Dave Chappelle.
Well, you won't get no theater then. There shall be no theater. Okay. There shall be no theater.
All right, now, Benny the Butcher, congratulations. He has inked a record deal with Def Jam, so congratulations to him. Mm-hmm. And you know it all happened through Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg actually first announced the news during his interview on the Joe Rogan podcast. And so Benny the Butcher posted, and he said, the legendary Def Jam Records. He said, sign my major deal finally.
Drop on the clues bombs for Benny the Butcher. If that deal did happen because of Snoop Dogg, Def Jam should really be ashamed of itself. Benny the Butcher is from New York City. He's from Buffalo.
Buffalo.
He's from New York State, and he's been in the backyard of New York forever. How long has Griselda been bubbling in New York?
Yeah, you don't know. Maybe he didn't want to take the deal. Maybe Snoop, you know, gave him something that he wanted, something needed.
But you don't think that's bad?
But that's why you hire somebody like Snoop as a consultant, because sometimes there's bidding wars that go down, and it'll be something like Snoop saying, I'm here, I'm going to help guide your career.
New York has a history of having its talent that is in its backyard being signed by people who aren't from here. 50 Cent got put on from some people from the West Coast. Nicki Minaj got put on by some people from down south. So why does it take somebody from the West Coast to come over here to give Benny what he deserves?
Yeah, but don't get it twisted. Other artists, other people wanted to sign 50 Cent in New York. 50 just, his best decision, the best job I think was him, was to sign the Eminem.
I thought 50 was blackballed at that time.
He was trying to blackball him, but Clue and him was actually going to sign 50. The Desert Storm back in the day when they had Fabulous.
Well, they didn't. And it's a shame.
Eminem did.
I can't imagine that a lot of labels weren't trying to sign Benny the Butcher, though.
So but sometimes, it's just a shame that
sometimes it is a matter of people having the right people in place. Like, okay, I want that person to be my A&R. That's where I want to be. Snoop is at Def Jam. That's where I want
to
be.
Why did it take a brother from the West Coast to come to a historically New York record label to sign a New York homegrown product? I'm glad it happened, but damn. Come on.
All right, well, that is your Rumor Reports.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, up next, the People's Choice Mix. And again, we're not on Revolt anymore, so don't look for Revolt. A lot of people are like, yeah, you're not on Revolt. No, we're not on Revolt anymore.
We're about to sign off.
yeah, we're not on Revolt anymore, all right? All right, it's the People's Choice Mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Now, everybody's talking about TikTok right now, even sports fans. Now, Charlamagne, you seen this?
Why are you talking to me about football and trying to show me TikTok, sir?
Because your team is on there. Their fans are on there. The players are on there. This is where the real talk is happening. There's like literally everything you could think of right now on TikTok. You just got to see it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, again, shout out everybody that went out to the Revolt Summit in Atlanta over the weekend. I know Angela Yee spoke on a panel on Thursday. I did one on Friday. So many different people. You had the 2 Chainz. You had Jeezy. You had EYL. You had Lecrae. There was so many different conversations going on that weekend. So shout out to everybody for the different panels. Shout out to Puff. Shout out to the whole Revolt. Had a great time in Atlanta.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing out there. And I have to say, you know, I love supporting black businesses. I do that everywhere I go. So it was a great weekend in Atlanta. I got to hang out with Moni Love, too. You know, I admire her so much. And
shout out to Moni.
Yeah, so it was cool. She's like, I never go out, but I got her to come out the house, and we went to go eat and everything. So appreciate that. It was a nice time spent with Moni Love.
And listening too, man, I want to tell folks, if you missed my late night talk show, The God's Honest Truth, this past Friday with Ed Sheeran and Soulja Boy and our topic, American Patriotism, make sure you stream it on Paramount Plus. It's available on Paramount Plus. All the episodes are available on Paramount Plus, and you can catch new episodes this Friday, every Friday at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. We got another great guest this week, too, but I'll tell you about that later in the week.
All right. When we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, don't forget my last car show, the Drive Your Dreams car show, goes down in Miami. Super duper excited about this. 12/12/21. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. And shout out to the whole Miami staff, the 103.5 The Beat, that's helped me put this on. Shout out to AO Mark and the whole sales staff and everybody over there. Thank you, guys. All right. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I sure do. Healing yourself is connected with healing others.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.